Hey everyone, welcome. It is We Watch Stuff 198. We're almost at 200. I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Hope everyone's enjoying themselves and got past this little cold front we had that hit everybody this past week.
Oh, Chris and I talked about that on Stunt Granny. We went from almost 70 degrees to 23 in a matter of a day and a half. Like, my sinuses have been a wreck for a while now. It's just even worse now. So, just, we're supposed to hit 70 or 60 sometime next week. Like, cool. Just,
yeah, we, in one day, it was, the day started, it was like 65. My time, the day ended, it was like 29. In the same, like, you know, so it went from basically spring to winter time. And yeah, it's warm now. Like, now it's in gonna be 60s. It'll be in the 70s by next week.
Not
and
here.
Then be back in the 50s by like next Friday. So
yeah, I'm beginning to think global warming's a real thing. So anyways, yeah, so we're back on track. Another week, another show, so we're doing good. I don't know where to start, though. Like, we were talking about off air. We've been starting with wrestling lately, so I was figuring, why not that?
Okay.
So, all right. I'm going to say it like this, but this is what I want to talk about, too. To the surprise of a few, CM Punk showed up on WWE's backstage show.
Correction, Fox's backstage show.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, Fox's WWE's show.
Yes, because it's a delineation of, you know, like, it's a WWE show, but Fox does the hiring.
Yes. And apparently he's getting paid very well to do this, too, which is crazy. Because Jim Cornette, someone was talking about how Jericho and Punk were going, like, not going back and forth, but there was an argument, like, who was better and who was getting the better deal of this. And it was actually a pretty good tweet. He goes, one's getting six, seven figures to wrestle once in a while and become the face of a company and get new talent over. The other one gets paid six or seven figures and just talks about wrestling. I call it a wash because they're both getting what they want.
Yeah, so, I mean, and one seemed like it's a lot less work than the other one.
Yeah, just showing up.
And, you know, and get to basically talk with Booker T and Renee Young and Paige, because Paige just signed a new deal.
Oh, wow. So they're just keeping everybody, because Randy Orton was there, too.
Yeah, he must have got a raise, because he had just signed a deal, like, last year.
They've got to be, well, no, that explains another thing, which we can talk about in a little bit. They got to pay for these contracts somehow, but yeah, I mean, they're just locking anybody up now. It's crazy. That's crazy to me.
Well, they got a lot of money, and I'm glad they're finally spending on performers.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of the XFL or a boat or whatever, or not spending on anything.
Yeah, just keeping it.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, it dropped, like, at the end, what was it, Friday? Yeah, it was, like, Friday, because the show was on. I don't watch the show, but
Tuesdays at 11. Who the hell watches Tuesday? I mean,
somebody.
84,000 people did. That's it.
Hey, you got it's a million hours on a million shows. You got to fill it with something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw, like, there was a tweet about it, and I checked there. It is like, oh, we got a surprise, and then they did the countdown, and the music played, and he just came on out. Once they got all the answers, I came to change the questions, dropped the mic, and that was it. And just kept it, and then kept it moving.
Yeah, and it was funny because the music played. Adam Cole, he started playing air guitar, like he didn't know what the hell was going on. Because apparently the only one that knew was Renee Young. That's what she's saying. And they had a whole 10-minute like mini doc about it. Like, they snuck him in with like a purple scarf over his head and all this stuff. Like, okay, and it was at night too, so there wasn't a whole lot of people there. Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. Like,
he's always been honest about what he wanted, and I just laugh at people calling him a sellout. Like, his issues have always been respect and money. He's told y'all this. Y'all wanted him to be something that he was not because y'all like the promo he cut. He was very clear about, you know, I want to be WrestleMania main event. I want more merchandise money. I want more, you know, money, respect. Take care of me. Take care of my pockets. As an adult should be with their job. Now he's getting now he's getting paid to not have to deal with bumps and wrestle. Like, good for him. I'm surprised, you know, like, let bygones be bygones. And I'm not surprised in a universe where, you know, Jeff Jarrett works for WWE again. Like, once Bret Hart came back, I was like, anybody can come back.
Yeah, and then Ultimate Warrior as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least Bret Hart, they didn't put out a whole documentary just destroying the guy, whether incorrect or not. But, yeah, when he came out, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I guess because... Not like people in the know, but for the standard fan, I don't even know what they call, like, what, I guess they're just WWE fans, but some know more or want to know more? Because you can't really call them internet fans, because looking at WWE's YouTube, you know, YouTube numbers and all that, they have plenty of internet fans.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that Lana segment gets the most views on YouTube by far.
I don't understand that at all.
People like soap opera.
Oh.
That's why.
At least this week, the acting, like we were talking about a little bit, but at least the acting was a little better. Like, Lana's bad, but this week, it seemed like she was getting shit off her chest. Like, she dug up something from the past, or maybe their own arguments or whatever. But boy, oh boy, I've had those arguments before. So, made sense. Mm-hmm. But then I don't want to see it again. So I don't know how this ends good for anybody.
They'll settle, like, all marital disputes to settle in the ring.
Yeah, without her being involved. But
mm-hmm. Well, apparently, but no, like,
did you see the tweet someone sent out about Rusev apparently tried having sex with Lana in the tank at WrestleMania 31?
Yeah, I saw that.
And he retweets it and goes, tried, with a question mark? Like, wonder people like him so much?
Yeah. Like, what's the whole try part? Like, oh, I can't finish casino music play? Like, yeah. What are you talking?
Okay, and then also, let's say this is real. What a baller. He got it on with his chick inside of a Russian tank that was a prop for WrestleMania? Like... That's such a wrestling, like an 80s wrestling thing.
Yeah, this whole thing is just hilarious because it's kind of like, Lana's there. He always wanted to have sex with me. And that's why I got pregnant. I'm like, yes, your husband wanted to have sex with you because you look the way you look. Oh, man, like, imagine that. Like, you try to make him the bad guy. Like, this whole thing has just been obnoxious. And At first I was already annoyed when it started, and then I got real annoyed. Now I just shake my head like it's just dumb. And for a PG show, this is a non-PG storyline. Last I tore my groin basically having sex with your woman. Like, if you're an 8-year-old, you're like, Dad, what is he talking about?
Yeah, and they're just yelling, like, she's yelling the word sex over and over again. Like, okay. But... I don't know. It does. It's the whole show's tanking, and like on the ratings. So because under a million and a half viewers Monday for like the third segment, which
I mean, yeah, it was because of that game.
Yeah, well, also it's the third
game.
Segment.
No, yeah, that and that game got real high ratings. Like, because I know I was watching like San Fran Seattle game. Yeah, because I know I was basically watching that game, and it was kind of like, it's funny how the ratings were down and then popped back up for all the shows, and now it's kind of like swirling around. So yeah, 1-3 hours is too long, but we talked about that. And two is like, whenever Derek gets a good football game, they're always going to suffer, and that was a real good game too. But I don't know, I'm just in a funny spot with WWE. Like, I talked to somebody about, like, you know, I basically watch NXT at this point, like some SmackDown, because like the rest, and then that's why I laugh. I sent you that picture. You know, they sent email for WrestleMania. And I was just curious about the prices. Like, I was looking at regular prices. They were all normal prices. $200, like $600, based on where you're sitting. Ringside's insane. And you trying to tell me if you move two rows up, it goes up by $4,000?
Yeah.
Like row D is six, row B is $10,000, not four, eight, not two tickets, one. You gotta be batshit insane. You paying, and that's this row. I can imagine what row eight, like the first row, costs.
Man, I saw the $10,000 price and just went no, like just started laughing. Like you got to be out of your mind. $10,000 for a seat. Like,
I'm paying that. I'm wrestling somebody.
Yeah, I'm doing something to somebody. That's for sure. I mean,
like I better be sitting next to Michael Cole talking about a cruiserweight match at least. That's it.
No. For $10,000, I'm calling the main event. Hell no, I'm not calling.
I mean, I know it's not like it's a small stadium. It's not like it's MSG. You got all those damn like no. That's and I'm sure people gonna buy it too. That's obnoxious.
Now, see, I've heard, and this was going on with AEW tickets, that Ticketmaster is going in and actually making deals or something like that, where they actually purchase like the floor or whatever. So the AEW got their money for the tickets. Then Ticketmaster is selling them,
and
not through StubHub though, through Ticketmaster, for like because ringside for the AEW show I went to was $1,000, and you got like a VIP meet and greet or some dumb shit like that.
That's no.
And so I went for the Young Bucks and Cody. Are you out of your mind?
Like, that's like non Big Four pay per view prices ringside.
Yeah.
Like for WWE, like no, I'm not. I've been on the floor because when I went to WrestleMania San Jose, I got floor seats and they were about like $1,200. And guess what? If you ain't in row one, you might as well not be there.
Right.
Because all you gotta do is look at the screen. Because soon as people stand up and got their signs up, you can't see shit. So it makes you get to take a seat home, and that was a pain in the ass too.
You gotta check it on the airline, all that airplane.
Yes, yeah, on the airplane. He's like, oh yeah, he's like the fifth person with this. Because I was trying to figure out how the hell am I taking this, and I still have that chair too.
You better. So, I mean, seriously.
I'm like, whatever. I should have sold it to this drunk guy. He was gonna offer me like $200. I thought he was drunk. I thought he was playing. I thought I would have took the damn money. But
yeah.
No, it's like those. I have issues paying with pay-per-views I can afford now because the network spoiled me. And that's why I didn't get like full gear. Because I'm not anti-AEW, but I'm like, I didn't like it that much to want to cough up $50. Like paying $10 a month to watch whatever I want has spoiled me on pay-per-views for everybody. Because like the last UFC pay-per-view I bought was Conor McGregor Khabib, however long ago that was. I couldn't tell you. And the last boxing one I bought was when Floyd Mayweather fought Conor McGregor.
Yeah, we didn't buy that one, but we watched it. Like our friend got it. But like I was going to get AEW last weekend, but my usual wrestling buddy Frazier was like, I'm done. I'm done for the night. That was at 5:00, by the way. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I'm not gonna sit there and watch it by myself.
Yeah, like the price range is like I'm not. If I can pay $10, it's not like I'm anti-paying for stuff. It's just like, once it's over 30, I gotta really think about it. You know, it's kind of like, do I really want to spend this?
Yeah.
And it's the same way going to shows. I'm going to Royal Rumble because it's like convenient.
Yeah.
I can drive to Houston. The tickets aren't that much. Most I'm paying for is hotel. WrestleMania is flying and hotel and tickets and deal with logistics. I wasn't really planning on going this year anyway because all of that. But those prices are insane. $10,000?
Yeah. I can't. I don't know what changed. Like, I know I was jokingly saying, like, well, that's how they're paying for these contracts. But that's clearly not it. So, with knowing, like, the copious amount of money that this company makes for underperforming, for, like, what these networks paid them for. I'm not like on anyone's side. It's like whatever. It's your fault.
I mean,
but it's like what the hell? This isn't like Major League Baseball, or this isn't like a regular sporting event where they're getting like they're dependent on tickets supposedly, and that's why the prices keep going up. Even though
it's bullshit because like most of the money, all that money's TV money. So They could play in an empty stadium and get paid.
Yeah.
I don't – it's nonsense. And I'm trying to think – I can't think of any sporting event I would pay that much for. Like, the only one might be if it's the Eagles in the Super Bowl in a place – in a stadium I would really want to be in. And that's it. And even it's like they've already won one. So even that's gone to one. $10,000? That's – I know it's people that's going to do it because, like, they put that price range for a price range. And if I wanted to, I could save to do it. But I'm not saving no five – and that's not even counting Ticketmaster fee.
Oh, yeah. I'm
this is insane. Like, you paying me for the convenience of spending my money?
Well, but the convenience charge is based off of a percentage of the ticket price. So if you're spending $10,000, it's not going to be like an $8.50 charge. I'm sorry, not an $8.50 fee.
No, that thing's going to be like three figures.
Yeah,
because when you spend, because I've gotten tickets that's like $200, and they've put like a $70 convenience fee per ticket. So
that's,
I can pretend that. That's bribery. That is extortion.
No, it's not bribery. Yeah, it's extortion.
That is extortion.
Well, you can go to the box office and get it. Man, I yes, we can. Yes, we can. You're exactly
right. I'm like, yeah, okay. Box, are you going here? Yeah, let me get row A for Mania.
Yeah.
Swipe it on my card. No, I would.
Yeah, we just ran into that. We're going to see another comedian, Big J Okerson. This is through Ticketfly. They were supposed to be another cheap one. That's out the window. It's $21.50 for a ticket. That's it. $8.50 for fees. That's almost, what is that, 45%? 40%? Something
almost,
like that? 40% of the goddamn ticket price? Like, wait a minute. And poor Brown Paper Tickets, who charges $3, depending on how much the ticket is. Like, I've actually gotten stuff through Brown Paper Tickets where the ticket itself was $10. The fee was 47 cents or something like that. And then they ask you, hey, do you want to donate? And then through Brown Paper, you donate to a charity. So you can just round it up if you want, which I think is why.
I've accepted the fact that if I want to deal with entertainment, I'm going to be extorted. Because even now, buying movie tickets, the movie ticket is now no longer $10. It's $10 plus convenience fee if I want to pick my seat and go online. And the convenience fee is like $1.52. So two tickets now is $25. And that's before I buy any food. I want to go wrestling. Yeah, cheap movie date my ass. We go to movies. We drop in $50. Easy. And it's just two of us. If we in like in a good mood, we drop in $60. That's insane. Yeah. Buying wrestling tickets, all these streaming services. Like, I looked at my bill one day because I was going through finances, cutting stuff and combining stuff because I signed up with Disney Plus, and I lucked out where I have Verizon, so I get a year of Disney Plus for free. So they give me a credit because I did the bundle, because I basically cut my ESPN Plus, so I have that Hulu. And it's like the commercial one. Because getting the commercial free one is like you got to cancel your Disney Plus, sign up with Hulu Plus, then reorder. Like, I'm not for like doing all that. So I'm basically paying $650 a month for all three. But it's that Netflix, I'm paying $17.
Uh-huh.
WWE Network is $10. DC is $10. Whatever stuff come out. Like, I got Apple Plus, but that's free for a year. That's $5. YouTube's $15. Like, it just, all this stuff adds up. You go out, you spend this. You stay home, you spend this. And I'm like, and the funny thing is, I have Disney Plus, and I haven't watched any of my shows this week that I have recorded. I didn't watch NXT. I didn't watch AEW. I didn't watch Black Lightning. The only thing I watched, Batwoman and Supergirl on the app. So I was at work.
I almost always watch the shows on the app now, except for the days I work from home. Like, so if I can, I'll usually save one for home. It's usually Black Lightning because it's still the best one. But yeah, it's the apps for everything. Even like WWE. All right. So how was your experience with Disney Plus so far? Because
okay,
I've had no problems at all.
Yeah. So this is how my experience was. When I watched it on my phone and tablet, the day it dropped, no problems. When I tried to watch it on anything else, I couldn't watch it. Like, it would load up. You could pick the show, but there was no button to hit play.
Oh.
And if you tried to search for things, it won't let you search. So that's how it was the first day, because I was getting frustrated. I'm like, okay, I got it. I could watch it on my phone, but I couldn't watch it anywhere else. And then it was like The Mandalorian. It took me about 30 minutes because you couldn't, like, it wasn't a selection to hit play. And then by the second day, everything was fine. Like, after like the first day, I haven't had any problems.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I tried getting into it at work, but they had it blocked. And I wonder now, because I watched The Mandalorian the next day, I wonder if that's why. Because because it came out Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I was here, I've been here the rest of the week, so.
And Disney said this, the whole, oh, we knew you guys would want it. We didn't realize how many people would want it.
That's such
so we got. It's like, you don't think so? You just market all those commercials and you would just be surprised people actually wanted this stuff because it's like, it's only $6.
Yeah.
So, and it was a funny thing where Puerto Rico got delayed a week. So they sort of come out the same time as the rest of the United States and they didn't. Oh. And it's like some countries aren't coming out till next year.
Wow. That's
kind of. Yeah.
Well, it'll be more, I mean, I was going to say more content, but yeah, I guess there will be. I don't know.
So, but no, I have used it and I've watched The Mandalorian and I've watched Gargoyles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I watched The Mandalorian. I breezed through some of the other stuff just to see, but.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff and it's kind of like, it's not even, the Marvel stuff hasn't dropped yet. I'll say a quick thing about The Mandalorian. I don't know how you're supposed to compete with that unless you got real big pockets. Because I'm watching, I'm like, this is unfair.
It looks like a movie. It looks like a Star Wars movie.
And you know the funny thing? They're using a video game engine for the back screen.
Oh, wow.
The Unreal engine that a lot of fighting games and video games use, that's what they're using. But like a lot, they're also using a lot of practical effects.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's all right. That's kind of what I was getting at is, one, it looks like it. It's shot like it, but then, yes, all like the new cantina scene, all the stuff with the makeup, all that being real, it mm-hmm. is such a difference. Just such a difference. And it'll hold up as well. Because, like, those prequels, besides not being good, that doesn't hold up.
Yeah, like, it was groundbreaking at the time, but it was just, like, too much. And it's a reason why, you know, do practical when you can, because practical age is always, most for the most part, age is better because you're doing it. And like the first thing, like I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, how are you going to do a space show? Like a science fiction show after this? Like if you've seen this, like the only one that I've seen come close is Altered Carbon on Netflix. Everything else I've seen TV wise when they're like science fiction, stuff like that, you know, even at the best, looks cheap. Like, and Star Trek. That's it. But they got, you know, they threw a lot of money in Star Trek Discovery. But yeah, I'm watching, I'm like, this looks like Star Wars, like a Star Wars movie. And it's just having to be on TV. And they got the same music guy that did Creed and Black Panther and some other stuff. And it's kind of like, you know, Carl Weathers must have ran up with Eddie Murphy. He's like, well, tell me your age and secret. How does he look younger now than he did in the 90s?
He looks great. I hope he's in it more. I mean, I'm guessing he will be, but
yeah,
the way the show ended, I was like, wait, what? So,
yeah, I'm just
okay. So let's talk about the actual show for a second. We saw like IG-88 was going to be in it, and I was like, all right, cool. And then they kind of showed him in the previews as well. They showed more and more of him. I did not expect him to be so cool.
Well, technically, that's IG-11. Let's not have the nerds get mad and say it's not the same number, it's the same guy, and all that.
Why would they do that? I guess he's smaller because IG-88 was taller than Boba Fett. So
yeah, and it's kind of like you don't want to take a beloved character and just kill him in the first episode. No, that crap gets.
Well, you know what? I'll give him credit for that then, because yeah, they want people to love the show. So not doing anything that would upset people, I don't think that's a bad idea to start off with.
Once you get
everyone comfortable, though, then you can start taking your chances.
Yeah, because my thing is, unless you've played the video game on Nintendo 64 or got the comic books or the backstories, you have no idea what that robot name is. Or that's a different robot. Because, like, I only know the name of that because I played a Nintendo 64 game. Oh, no, he was on there.
No, he was one of my favorite Star Wars toys. A giant robot with guns? I mean, that's the coolest thing ever. No way. I loved it. Because they never died in Empire Strikes Back. So I always figured they were around there somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
No. But this show basically established, like, people die on this show.
Yes, they do. And at an enormous clip, too. Mm-hmm. He took that cannon and just started mowing everyone down. It's like, oh, boy.
And, you mean after the fact that he killed somebody with a door?
Yes. I was wondering how that, because he had him halfway through, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, he's just going to pull him through at the last second. And then you hear the sound, and it was like, oh.
And you see the legs.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. That's how this is going to be then. All right.
And I was wondering if he was going to talk.
Who? The Mandalorian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have, Pedro Pascal as the lead character, you're going to have to. Because Boba Fett talked in the limited scenes he had.
So. Yeah, but it's kind of like, he didn't talk like the first 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, was that Josh Gad? Or who was that? That was somebody.
Brian Posehn was the land speeder driver.
No, the alien that he captured.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because he was like, I could bring you in warm, I could bring you in cold. It's your choice. And I love how they talked about something that we've always thought about, but they never established in space movies, going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I have a void in such and such part. You know, it's a smelly sight and anything like that. And he fumbling around. It's like, you know, guess you'll never be able to see how that works. He's like, you're right. He just froze him.
That was pretty cool. Like you saw the lineup, and I was like, "Uh-oh!" But they only showed Han Solo go in a pit. Smoke comes up, and then there he is. So this is like a flash fry or something like that. Flash freeze, I guess. Pretty cool. That was always one of the cooler things with Star Wars. Was that? I mean, I know it wasn't like fun for Han Solo, but it was pretty cool. Like, oh wow! All right.
And then the whole money thing is like, you know, I got Imperial credits. It's like, well, it ain't no Imperial order anymore. It's like, all right, I got calamari flying, but I only can give you half. And it's slimy stuff here. I'm like, this is money?
Yeah.
And it's valuable enough that he's taking half of it? And he's like, all right.
Well, I also like that scene because it established, no, the Empire's dead. Or the Empire's gone for right now. So I was like, oh, so this is after Return of the Jedi then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. But I don't know how, it hasn't really said how much longer.
Yeah, I think it's like supposed to be 7 to 8 years, something like that.
And what was The Force Awakens then, 10?
They got a teenage kid. So it ain't like they just had him right after Return of the Jedi, so... 20 to 30, I guess.
Boy, how long was it? 84 to 2014? Is that right?
That'd be 30 years.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense then.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so, but no, it's like this. I like how they did, just like the original Star Wars, they showed, not told. They basically like put you in this universe and then just showed you how things were going and they told you enough to move the story around, but they ain't trying to explain everything. Like, you know, I need money for gas. That's why I'm taking these missions. But like, I can't give you all the missions because, you know, other people working. But I got this whole off the books thing. And it's just like, there you go. Like, both episodes have been simple things.
Wait, there are two episodes?
Yeah, one came on today.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you should see. I'm glad you said something because I was going to talk about that one too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that one was cool too. And that one was very cool. It added some stuff to it. So what's
the schedule for it then? Because
it's going to be once a week except for the week that Return of Skywalker comes out. It's going to be early in the week, but the rest of the time is going to be like once a week. This one they had like two in the same week.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
But yeah. After that, it'll be weekly.
Oh, well then, I need to get on the ball after we're done with this.
It's only like 30-something minutes. That's the one thing I like.
That's the other thing I like, too. Short and to the point.
No, you get enough time to establish what's going on, and Werner Herzog talking like Werner Herzog.
Yes. And you just, when he talks, you're listening.
Chris German. Like, even, he always sounds like a villain.
Yeah.
No matter how he just talks.
And it's funny, the movies he makes, and then he's in this stuff. It's so strange, but.
He said, I didn't know anything about Star Wars. It didn't matter. Seemed like something cool to do, so I did it.
Yeah. It's funny when you have that humility, unlike a certain other old director, but. Or not humility. Adventurous spirit, maybe, or, you know, he can adapt or acceptable, whatever. Whatever Scorsese's not, that's what I'm getting at. So,
an asshole.
Yeah. And I kind of get what he's saying. But at the same time, no one asked you. So now you just come off as this grouchy bastard. Like, okay.
I might take your Netflix money and go.
I think part of that is he's pissed off that they couldn't get his movie into theaters.
But here's the funny thing. People like Marvel and Disney did the technology that now he's using for his movie.
Yeah.
They crawl so he can walk. So for him to say, oh, that stuff is popcorn, so I'm like, come on now. Like, whatever. Because they ain't saying fuck every 35 seconds like the thing in Casino. like this... All these old, bitter, get off my lawn, and I just laugh at the fact that everybody trying to be diplomatic, like, you know, you can like what you like. Yeah. It's a movie. Like, basically, like, it's a movie. At the most, people are like, it's a movie. Who gives a shit? If you don't like it, don't like it. Watch something you like.
And that's how it's always supposed to be, but no. I think I've mentioned this to you before. When I was in college, there was one guy, like, we were talking about Adam Sandler. We were talking about, see, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, one of those. And he's like, there's just no place for any of those movies. And before I could say anything, my friend Jay goes, what did you just say? He goes, there's no place for those movies. They're stupid. And he's like, you understand how many people like them, though, right? Like, yeah, well, not everyone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting there like, why are we engaging this asshole? Like, just let's go. But there are still people that think that way. Like, it should only be this way, and that's it. Like, yeah, cool. Like, what's... there's the one... What's the Daniel Day-Lewis one where he's, like, using feathers to quilt or something? What the hell was that movie? I haven't seen it. It was on the other day, and I'm like, this is boring.
I spent 3 months learning to make my own clothes and butter. Yeah. Got pneumonia because I had to be in a row, like... If you gotta do that much to act, are you really that good?
No.
Like, I'm just glad he never did a slave movie because he might have tried to buy a black person. Like,
now
to get
I
in
want
the damn
now
role.
I want so, that to happen. So,
I bet you would.
God
so,
damn. Do you know how funny that would be? Now it would be he'd have to get online like Pete Townsend when he was supposedly looking up child pornography to because he was blah blah blah. And I'm like. Sure.
Like sure thing, Batman.
Yeah. So
anyway.
But I've had no problems with Disney Plus. I love The Mandalorian so far.
I mean that got Nick Nolte playing a grouchy alien with a heart of gold.
Who's he playing?
The one that's teaching them, you know, where the baby was.
That's Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right.
I have spoken. Yeah,
all right, I've got to watch the second episode then. So
yeah, no, he's in both episodes. He this one, you know, I'm gonna teach you how to ride this thing, so you can get this, and you know, give peace to my planet. Yes, that's Nick Nolte.
Oh wow!
And Taika Waititi is the one playing the robot. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to watch the second episode because I don't remember a robot.
The IG one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the android. Okay.
Yes.
A droid. Excuse me, droid.
Yes.
Which, I didn't realize this. You know when they have the android phones? Okay. The android phones, that they call them droid, they actually hate... That's a registered trademark from Lucasfilm. Droid is.
How about that?
That's crazy. I mean, I guess he came up with it, but I mean, whatever.
He basically did, more or less.
Yeah.
Brought it to the mainstream, make that money. So, and then a baby Yoda.
Okay. That's just one of his species, right?
Species, but they don't know that they never named the species.
Yeah, okay.
And Star Wars names everything.
Oh, true.
So that's funny that they've never named like what Yoda is. And, you know, Star Wars, midichlorians, where the Force come from. Like, they can't help themselves to come to name it. That's why they call like a Yoda. It's like, what else are you going to call it?
Yeah. Hmm.
And it makes sense. Like, the whole thing is 50 years old. He's this baby. Like, yeah, Yoda was like a damn thousand. So. Yeah.
And there's something about Pedro Pascal's voice in that helmet, or the helmet voice, sound, whatever. Like, he's got a cool cadence, like, voice anyways, but then through, like, that microphone or whatever it uses, it sounds even cooler, and it sounds very cold.
Yes.
Which is great. So, like, when he goes, I thought this thing was supposed to be 50, and he's like, well, some things age differently than others, and when they pulled out that green baby, I was like, what the fuck, and that was the end.
Yes, oh, and it has a payoff in this episode,
okay.
I will leave it at that. All so, right. And it's, I would say, without spoilers, Jawas are involved.
Oh, nice, okay. Boy, yeah, those poor
bastards. And it would add a scene, like that you would never thought you want to see, and when you see it's cool. Because basically this is kind of like a Western meet Indiana Jones in a Star Wars universe.
That's cool. Yeah, I got that right away, so...
And it's different because it's like, you know, it's Star Wars and everything ain't like about the damn Skywalkers and, you know, samurai ninja swords and all that stuff. It's like, what do other people do?
Yeah, especially if it's after Return of the Jedi, it can't because there's only one. Like, literally one. Unless this takes place a long time after, I mean, I guess without seeing the episode, like, God damn it, I hate that. Damn it. All right.
Oh, but no. So I've watched that, and I've also watched Gargoyles, and I realized. You know, it's funny. I was reading about, because I was like, Gargoyles stood out because it was way different than anything else Disney made, and apparently they were using that as like a jumping point because they wanted to have their own, like, universe.
Yeah.
Because they tried to find Marvel Comics even back then, and they didn't. So they were like going to try their own thing. Because I'm like, yeah, I remember watching as a kid. I'm like, people died on this show. Like, not like died. Like, human beings died. Like, the first episode, people were dying. They had stuff like gun violence. And I didn't even realize it was one episode. It was like one of the Gargoyles messing around with the cop's gun and accidentally shot her. And I remember watching it on TV and it was blood on it. I didn't realize that they censored it when they showed it on Toon Disney or when you bought the DVD.
I've never seen Gargoyles. That sounds incredible.
Oh, this show is amazing. It's like almost like the damn X-Men. Like, they talk about racism, xenophobia, and it does not fit in with the rest of the Disney stuff that they were doing back then, like, at all. Like, it feel like it's a show with like teenagers should be, or like adults should be watching. And Keith, you know, can't go wrong with Keith David.
Okay, like, I'm gonna say, I've always heard about how good Gargoyles was. But I just, it was the wrong time period for me. So,
And it's a reason why they've been trying to, you know, renew it. And, like, as soon as Disney Plus came, the two cartoons that were trending on Twitter was Darkwing Duck and Gargoyles.
Another one I've never seen, Darkwing Duck. I've never seen that.
But I forgot how much violence it was. Like, they were beating it. They had gargoyles beating up people, including women. Like, they punched them in the face and dropped, like, one of them, Goliath, drop kicked this terrorist in the face and calls her a coward. I'm like, you just imagine you a woman with blue hair, you got kicked in the face by a rock monster. Well. He's almost talking about your cowardice is tiring. Like, look how big you are, Brock Lesnar. Like, what do you? And I'm like, this came on 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, they just had people getting beat up and shot and getting concussions. I'm like, between this Batman and X-Men, they were just exposing us to a whole bunch of violence.
Yeah, Batman, especially the animated series, which kind of got glossed over.
But, oh, they don't gloss over the violence with this one. Like, people getting electrocuted, setting on fire, falling off cliffs, people getting shot, and they don't say this whole he vandalized. Like, oh yeah, he's dead. He died. I'm gonna kill you. Like Disney, I know you killed Bambi. Like, what you doing? So no, I'm already through season. And another thing I didn't notice that was hilarious is almost all the villains are white guys. I didn't even notice it when I first watched it, but I was watching it again. I was like, and they don't do it heavy handed. It's just like, you know, just the main villain looks like Riker from Star Trek Next Generation. Same voice. He's like this dubious. He's like if somebody combined Lex Luthor and Iron Man, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, he's a villain. They got a Scottish, like Macbeth, 1,000 years old. Rich trying to kill the gargoyle. Like, basically all the villains, like, either, you know, I'm a gangster, I'm a businessman, I'm a scientist, or I got a grudge. And they all have to be, like, you know, white guys. And all the heroes, like, everything else.
Okay, So
it was, like, 20, 25 minutes. You can zoom through. And I would say it's a definite recommend. Okay. And so... Give it a chance, because I remember that used to be one of my favorite cartoons, and I remember I was spoiled because, like, yeah, we had that Batman and X-Men all at the same time.
Yeah, I'll try. I mean, just wrestling wise, like I'm kind of worn out. Like, I was trying to watch NXT UK because I heard the Tyler Bate and Cassius Ohno match is great. Mm-hmm. It goes like 30 minutes. I'm like, all right, yeah, cool.
I'll catch that because I haven't watched Mia Yim Al Shirai. I heard that match.
Oh, damn it. That's where I was going to. Okay, yeah. I did not like Mia Yim that much in TNA. And then she started growing on me, and she disappeared. And then she showed up in the Mae Young thing, and then they signed her, and she's only gotten better since. Mm-hmm. And then just knowing her backstory as well, with, like, the abusive relationship and this and all, you know, that sort of thing, and how she's overcome it. To see her in this match, I forgot it was live. I forget NXT's live. So in the beginning of the show, Aaliyah gets her nose and, like, her orbital plate broken by a kick. And I'm like,
yeah, what's going on? I saw the pictures.
Yeah, you know, she wasn't real happy. She was crying. I was like, yeah, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
But... I bet she wasn't happy. She got her face broke.
Yeah. Well, no, most of the time they show them, like, oh, you know, this really sucks. She's like, this sucks. I'm like, yeah. I am not making fun of her. I'll make that very, like, clear. Absolutely.
Especially
not.
Where it's like, you know, she's a beautiful young woman, yeah, and now she don't look beautiful no more because her face got cracked. Oof. Like a damn egg.
And she's had a rough go in NXT anyways. I mean, she's got to be there the longest of anybody. I know Tyler Breeze came back, but at least touched
once
the
once Angelo Dawkins left. Yeah, I don't know, Riddick Boss and, like, Tino Sabatelli.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
the dude that used to play in the NFL that was like a safety, and his whole thing is I got abs, and he used to date Mandy Rose.
Oh.
And he tag teams with Riddick Moss, and, like, he's been there for the longest, and
Riddick Moss does nothing for me.
Yeah, Riddick Moss only comes up when they do, like, NXT Combine stuff.
And well, it's he like keeps he getting hurt, like, too, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, so, but no, I saw pictures of that, and I was like, damn, who she rubbed the wrong way.
All right, so you do you know what happens with the Mia Yim stuff?
I know who wins.
Okay.
And I know, like, she gets the, and I know Mia gets the stand ovation, and Keith Lee comes out to hug her.
There's a spot, and you'll know when it happens.
Oh, you talking about the ladder one?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I saw that, because I saw NXT post, I saw two ladder spots, the one that her and NXT posted when she took the drop kick to the face with the ladder, and then I saw the one where she went through a ladder, sound like a damn shotgun blast.
Okay, so the first one where she gets kicked, I mean, that was just an unfortunate one. The top of the ladder caught her. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. It's like, Io just hit it just at the wrong right spot for that to happen. So,
well, Io would tell you she hit at the right spot.
Well, yeah, true.
Because she was talking trash, because she basically tweeted and talked trash about it. So,
and she goes, oh yeah, did you see that how's your face tweet?
Mm-hmm.
What a bitch. Sorry, there's no way around that one. But And then the end, like, you could tell they were stalling. I actually thought Dakota Kai was going to come out and cost the match. I mean, it's not a spoiler, but she comes out, does a distraction, all that. And then she goes through that ladder. And after my thing 3 weeks ago, I tell you, man, I look at that totally different. The camera angle is what really sells it at first, because she just falls and disappears. All you hear is something breaking. You don't know if it's her. You don't know what the hell just happened. Because I forgot there was a ladder even set up there.
I mean, it's a ladder. It's got to hurt like hell.
I don't know what's worse. To be completely honest, I mean, just judging off the stuff I'm still recovering from, I don't know what would be worse. Just falling flat on the ground? Or going through that damn thing?
The ladder, because there's potential for the ladder to cut you the hell up. And it's like, you know, it might, at least with the ground, you can brace yourself a little bit. Like, it's like mats out there, so it's going to hurt. But it's like, you have more control of it. The ladder, it's like you praying the ladder doesn't act weird. And you have no control, like, the physics of the ladder once you hit that ladder. And it's, like, sharper. It's less body. It's less surface area. So, yeah, I would think hitting the ladder first hurts like hell.
Yeah.
And we've been desensitized to it. And it just makes me, like, say, like, damn, no wonder the Dudley Boys and Edge and Christian and the Hardys are all jacked up.
Yeah.
Doing all and all and Sabu and all them on the ECW. I'm like, yeah, they...
I've never seen anything like that. And what I mean by that is I've never seen a woman do that before.
Yeah, because women normally women normally don't do this stuff, and now they're doing this stuff. And then I was kind of like, you don't be sexist saying, like, you know, if the men do it, the women should do it. Because I'm at the point where I don't like when the men do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I'm okay with that. Well, that ladder match they had for the tag titles, you saw what like O'Reilly and Fish and all of them looked like afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were all ripped up. I mean, O'Reilly landed on what, the feet? Or something like that? His back? I mean, like I said, after falling off the roof and smacking, like, crushing the ladder I was on, I get it. That sucks. And to see that she weighs a lot less than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say it was gimmicked, because I don't think that would... I don't know how that would work anyways.
Yeah, I think between velocity and gravity, that was more than enough to do that to a ladder. Because ladders are made for you to climb up, not to take blows.
Yeah. But I just want to meet her now. And just, like, I just want to hug you. Like, not even in, like, a creepy way, because I'd never actually say that because of that.
Yeah.
But just, like, I don't know why you did that.
You know, it's funny you brought up Dakota Kai, because there was some tweet talking about, I know y'all thought she was going to turn on me. We've been friends since day one. And they had pictures of them when they were, like, together in Shimmer.
Oh, okay.
On Twitter, it's like, yeah, you know, we've been day one best friends. How dare you? Like, they know you thinking that, the storyline wise, this, and that's what I like about NXT. They know who they're marketing to. Like, they know their fan base, and I like Bayley because basically coming out and blasting Shayna and Triple H saying, you know, welcome to the war, and Bayley retweeting and telling him to suck it.
Yeah. Well, then now there's the mystery who attacked the other women.
Mm-hmm. Who attacked Rhea Ripley?
Well, no, there's more.
It was more just Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, they had on YouTube, they found Candice LeRae. Who else was there? Who else is in that match?
Right now, it's Mia, Candice, Rhea, and who is the fourth? What's the name? The knee braces. Tegan.
Yeah, that was the other one. It was Tegan and what's her name? Candice are down. And they're all just like, hey, well, oh my God, what just happened? Blah, blah, blah. So, you know.
I'm curious. I'm like, I'm ready for this and for TakeOver. And I'm ready. And I'm ready for. And I'm also ready for Survivor Series. And it's like there. And NXT is doing an awesome job, like I talked before. They're two different storylines for two different shows, and they're doing both at the same time.
Yes, and intertwining it very well.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a reason for Bayley to show up on NXT. It's a it's a reason for Shayna to show up on SmackDown. It's a show that, like, what universe you would ever thought you see Walter on WWE TV
and not look out of place? By the way,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he ever decides he wants to be on the main roster,
yeah. And it made sense, like, you jackasses came to our country talking that stuff and thinking you just, like, nothing gonna happen. Like, no, you getting jumped, you in our backyard. And it's like, we're getting Roderick Strong, Shinsuke Nakamura, and who was that, AJ Styles?
Yes.
What planet you thought that was on WWE TV?
And on pay-per-view.
On pay-per-view.
I mean, yeah. And then what's the other one? Is it O'Reilly and Fish?
Viking Raiders and New Day.
Crazy.
Yeah. The one I laugh at the most is the whole Brock Lesnar Rey Mysterio thing. Like
I'm very intrigued by that, man.
You know how insane the storyline is? Basically, Brock Lesnar quit SmackDown just to sign a Raw just to beat up Rey Mysterio.
And that may not even happen.
Yeah, and Rey Mysterio basically wants revenge because Brock beat up his best friend with his son.
That's true.
They used to wrestle in 2002. It's 2019. They wrestling for the title.
Yeah, and
people thought Rey was going to retire, go to AEW like 3 months ago. And that Brock was done, and now Brock champ again. He wrestling Rey Mysterio for the title, a Survivor Series.
I want it to be a good match too. Like I was actually talking to Chris about this one. This could be one of those where Brock's like, "Yep, little man." Like as his opponents have gotten smaller, the matches have gotten better.
He ran away from Rey Mysterio. He sold for Rey Mysterio, so he doesn't have a problem with like. Giving moves to Rey Mysterio, like, you know, obviously they know each other. I don't think Brock's friendly with like anybody besides Shelton. That's my brother too. I got friends. A friend's Brock. Like that whole, I still laugh at that segment they had. But no, like the whole Survivor Series is just so intriguing. Like the women's match, Shayna, Bayley, and
Becky.
Becky and Bailey whole thing is like y'all been ignoring me like I'm not a champion and I've been a champion on every show. Y'all ain't gonna sleep on me, so she just been going from show to show jumping people while Sasha laughing in the background.
Well, did you count see, her, they count actually, her money. They, well, did you see the little tease they did?
Which one?
I didn't catch it at first, but Sasha was talking about like Bailey being great and the title and all this, and like Sasha like looks at the title and you see Bailey in the background look at Sasha like. Uh-uh. Like, no, I'm watching you. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if, you know.
Yeah, because it's like, it's Sasha just in a weird, her and Charlotte are in weird spots. Because they're like high-profile people that don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. Like, Charlotte's busy teaming up with Becky for the title, like, for tag title match. Like,
yeah.
Nobody want to see you as a, like, that whole rivals as tag team stuff. I'm like, no, nobody want to see that, and nobody want to see, nobody want to see Charlotte with a tag title anyway. Oh. And the Sasha thing is weird because it's like she's a big deal, but she don't got nothing to do besides be captain of the Survivor Series team and talking about, oh, it's hilarious. You want to join my team? You got to beat my best friend.
The other one that's kind of gotten lost in this is Alexa Bliss. Because remember, she was the face of SmackDown's women division for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she keeps getting, I'm guessing, hurt. But then I saw a video, I didn't watch it, but it was about her returning to NXT. And I was like, wait, what? But there's been nothing else, I haven't seen any sort of follow-up since. So, I don't know. Like, there's so much women talent. Did I say that right? Women's talent?
Yes.
For talented women? I mean, we've talked about it before, but man, watching NXT, then watching NXT UK, then watching SmackDown and Raw, it's like, holy crap, they've got them all. Oh, by the way, Impact and NWA are like, we got a few.
Yeah.
And then there's AEW going,
please give us some.
We got Awesome Kong, but okay.
Yeah, AEW is like, please give us some. Because I don't know if I talked to you or somebody else. Between WWE and Impact, for the most part, all the name good women are on those shows.
Yeah.
And it's like AEW has a women division with not enough good women because there's no, they don't have enough.
Basically. Or they're not using them correctly.
Or they're not using them. Like, it's a lot of talk about that. And it's like, that's noticeable. And it's like, it's real noticeable. Like, you see what women's wrestling looks like. And take some of Tony Khan money. It's like, look, Tessa Blanchard, Jordynne Grace, tell us your price. You know, I don't know how strong those Impact contracts are, but I'm like, whatever money it takes to sign them, pay them.
Yeah.
Sign them, because you need them.
Well, wasn't Jordynne Grace, she even said she chose Impact instead of going, I assumed it was AEW, because she said she had a choice, and she went to Impact instead. So I don't know if that was just like because she's growing still, because she's young.
Mm-hmm. They're both young. Tessa's young too.
Oh really? I thought she was a little older. But
no, Tessa Blanchard, like early 20s. She started real young. Oh, but it's okay. Kind of like, look, Toni Storm, Rhea Ripley still in the early 20s. Like I watched that Rhea Ripley. Like I listened to Rhea Ripley's interview with what's her name, Lillian Garcia, and it's like WWE knows they're 17, but said they want her to be a little bit older before they signed her. So she's been on the radar for like a while with them.
Okay, no, I didn't know she did one with that. My YouTube suggestions thing is all messed up, and I should have just subscribed to the podcast. But
I've listened to Lillian's podcast because she does wrestlers, and it's like she has a way of like asking the right questions and letting people talk. Because she did one with I listened to the one with Rhea Ripley, and I listened to the one with Kelly Kelly, which was hilarious.
Oh, no, I didn't hear the Kelly Kelly one.
No, basically talking about, you know, how young she started, how her, you know, her marriage fell apart. Like, you know, I was real young when we started dating. And then by the time we got married, like, they dated for, like, years. Then by the time we got married, we're different people. So the marriage lasted a year. And then I found this new guy, basically, like, you know, I went to a dog park. He had a dog. I basically started talking to him. I didn't get his number. Then he looked me up online, realized who I was, and then it went from there.
Who was she married to?
She married to a hockey, Sheldon Saray, the defenseman from the Canadiens.
No, I meant before.
No, that's who she was married to before.
Oh, okay. I got you. Gotcha.
When she was on that, I remember she was on that WAG show after she left for WWE. Her whole career is just funny because it was like John Laurinaitis saw her in like a magazine, like a lingerie magazine, something like that. It's like, she looks good, let's sign her.
What a... Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, good, she got money out of it, but
yeah.
What a weird way of finding talent. Like, what the hell is he doing with a lingerie magazine? And I know he's the head of talent relations at the time. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, but I guess...
He knows who he's working for. It's so. Like, we want people who look like models. Let's look at the magazines like models, and we can like they're at the mindset, let's make models and the wrestlers.
What a goofy business, man. Just the whole thing.
And it's just funny, like interviews and stuff and hearing people talk about the careers and everything like that. Like, yeah, Rhea Ripley had a rough.
Oh yeah. I'll have to listen to that one. I think it's great how young she is, and they're not, at least in NXT, she is on TV but not getting overexposed. Because, you know, like, the whole complaint with Charlotte is, goddamn, she's been a 10-time champion.
Like, I know Rick Blight. They treat her better than they ever treated me.
In WWE, I wouldn't say that. In WCW,
no,
for sure.
And, no, in WWE, I would definitely say that. Because this whole Ric Flair is a legend is now. I remember how they treated Ric Flair both times. The first time it was in WWF, and then the second time it was in WWE, where they had the man lose to Rico. They used to treat Ric Flair like a joke up until his whole I'm the crazy old man having ladder matches with cage matches with Randy Orton and falling in thumbtacks and stuff like that, and then become the legend on my last run. No, they did not treat Ric Flair. The whole storyline was, you need to remember your Ric Flair again. You used to be something special, and now you're a chump.
But at the same time, he's also in Evolution too.
Yeah.
So it's like,
crazy old, and he was the crazy old man.
Yeah, well,
so, and this is funny, like, it wasn't like they treat him bad, it's like they didn't treat him like he was like Ric Flair, I'm a legend. Like, now they say that now, they treat Charlotte like she Hulk Hogan. That shit is insane. Like, the way they, because they treat her better than they treat almost all the other four horsewomen. Even the only one that's close is Becky Lynch. And Becky Lynch basically had to become Stone Cold Steve Austin for that to happen.
She had to get kicked in the face to have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know she was coming around anyways. Like, I love the idea that she turned on Charlotte after Charlotte gets backdoored into a match she didn't deserve to be in. Like, didn't earn her way in, whatever, however the narrative was. And we as fans are supposed to boo Becky for beating the shit out of her?
Like, and none of us booed, because we all knew that's happened. And to the point where they eventually acknowledged, like, oh, because they did the same thing for WrestleMania.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And they basically rubbing our face like, oh, you mad? And Charlotte on Twitter like, why are you mad? I'm just happy to be in this match. What else do say no? Like, they do exactly what they were doing, like, playing on how it looks. They know how it looks. They, like, that's, and that's what gets me about WWE. Sometimes they don't know. But, because, like, that Saudi stuff, they just real tone deaf. Like, just take your money and shut up. But some of the times, like, they got to know exactly how it comes off. And it's like they just rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one. Absolutely. I guess it, at the time, do they have anything to worry about? You know?
Like, I mean, no. Short term, they don't. Long term, they do. And I think they need to make the mistake of not thinking short term. Because, like, short term is just short term. Because, like, right now, it's like, we got all this money. We're going to have this money for a while. Kiss my ass. And they're looking at it like, you know, we're going to throw a whole bunch of money to sign people. And we'll be all right because we don't want AEW to take people. But I think long term, it's kind of like, you know, if I'm on Forbes' website and they're talking about NXT wrestlers being mad about pay, that's a problem. Like, I'm not reading that on, like, the Wrestling Observer. I'm not reading out of Twitter. I'm reading out of Forbes.
Yeah.
How is that bad that they talking about it? Like, yeah, if I'm hearing this, because that whole thing is like, we're on TV, we supposed to get more money. We ain't get more money, and you hear people talking about, I ain't going to Saudi again, kiss my ass.
And, yeah, I mean, especially because now we don't have to. Although, what was it, Carl Anderson? I always enjoy him. He was like, yeah, I'll go back. He's like, I'm never going back, unless I need a second pool.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev, but I'm planning on a second pool.
Rusev said he's going back because, like, he trusts in his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they pay him a lot of money.
Yeah,
and he was very upfront and honest about, yes, of course I'm going back because they pay me money.
Yep,
and it makes sense. Like, the people who are honest about the money are real honest. Like, Randy Orton is like, yeah, I'm be messing with you assholes for the next 5 years. You know, giving RKOs and pissing y'all off as I re-sign my deal.
See, I think the thing is, like, who? All right, I get that tweet, because I know some people don't like him, but at the same time, he doesn't really get booed that much anymore.
Yeah, it's just a whole, he's like a, like, he's in a weird spot where, I'm like, why? You don't got nothing to prove.
Yeah.
You got, like, I don't mind him being there. I'm just kind of like, it's just weird because it's like everybody else's age range is retired or semi-retired. You know, like, either they're enjoying retirement or, like, John Cena, Batista making movies. I'm sure Orton made plenty of money for a long ass time. But if he want to make more and, like, you know, yeah, y'all don't pay me, I'm going to AEW. He was never going to no damn AEW. But it's just nice. But it's nice that option is there, because just in case he might, because that's the last thing you want to see, Randy Orton showing up on TNT.
How cool would that have been, though?
That would have been cool, like, showing up, giving the RKO to, like, Cody Rhodes. Like, you thought you started a company to get away from me. Like, uh-uh. Ain't no getting away from me. That would be cool. And it's like, if he wanted to do that, they'd have paid him whatever he wanted.
Yeah. No chance of that happening now. So,
yes.
I got to figure that's his last run. But since you mentioned movies, and has it been 10 years? I mean, how long has this been since The Rock was announced as being Black Adam?
A long time. A long, when they first, it was announced when they, when, like, around Batman versus Superman came out.
Yeah. And was it then, or was it just the first Superman movie?
No, it was. Okay. They started talking universe stuff around that time, like when they did Batman vs. Superman, and it was like, you know, we're going to have a Flash movie and Green Lantern, and we're going to go here and there, and we're going to have a Joker Harley, you know, back when it was like, we're going to do it like Marvel, except for everything going to be gray and sooty.
Yeah. So, oh well. But anyways, so now DC, I guess The Rock pushed the issue. And we now have a date for a Black Adam movie, December 22nd of 2021, which, yes, sounds like a long ways away, but it's not. We're already in November of 19, so 2 years, that's going to go pretty quick. And with him making probably 15 movies in between, you know, it's going to be pretty rough schedule for him.
He's getting old.
Yeah, so they kind of forget
they
that.
Need to kind of I'm like, yeah, they need to push the issue, because like it gets, not that he can't do it because he's The Rock, it gets harder maintaining a certain body type once as you get older. Like, time is an issue. So yeah, like, he is 47, so 2 years from now he'll be 49. Hurry up.
Well, I mean, because Marvel was flirting with him about being in some of their movies too, so
he can do both if he wants.
Yeah,
it's no non-compete contracts. It's not like, you know, a Mission Impossible thing. If he wants to, if he wants to be Submariner, what's Warner Brothers gonna say? No.
A quick aside: when are the Marvel shows supposed to be on? Supposed to be coming out
next year.
Okay, all right. So back to this.
Yeah.
The only thing that's kind of weird, I just read his Instagram post. He's talking about Black Adam being a superhero.
Yeah.
He's not.
But he said, he described, like, you know, I always want to be Superman, but Superman too clean cut for me, so I'm going to be, you know, Black Adam. He's like, he does things his way. So, look, you go on a certain message boards, people will tell you the Joker's a hero. Yeah. So I would not pay any mind to how The Rock's describing it, because it's kind of like, you know, look, depend on your neighborhood, Batman's a damn terrorist.
Yeah, the only thing, I'm looking at the design of this costume, and the only thing, he's got to lose the cape. He's not supposed to have one. I don't know, but does, like, the cape make him look bigger? I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, needs the help. Yeah. But
we shall see. Like I say, it's 2 years from now. We shall see how things happen, because it's just like...
Yeah, because in the meantime, since he put that out, DC was like, oh shit, and hurried up, and the next day or later that day put their schedule out for the next 2 years. Birds of Prey is February 7th next year. Wonder Woman is June 5th of next year. Then you got Super Pets, which is animated, which I know it's got to be animated because you don't want to take a huge risk, but that would have been like, I'm watching Crypto on Titans. It works. Just have them talk. Anyways. Then Batman is, oh, I'm sorry, The Batman is June 25th, so we got a date for that finally, of 2021. 2 months later, August 6th, is going to be Suicide Squad.
Oh, I forgot. For some reason, I think it was going to come out 2020, not 2021.
That's what I thought, because they're filming now.
They're almost done filming, it seemed like. Or, like, I know they already started filming. It's like, yeah, but it's not that long.
Yeah,
it's like a long time.
December of the same year, so they're gonna have, I'm gonna say three movies.
I mean, Marvel's gonna have four.
And who knows how many Fast and Furiouses will be out by then, or another Jumanji, or
like the first. And that's the first year Marvel's having four in a year, because normally they have two or three.
So we got a pretty packed few years coming up here. I mean, just those, not including another John Wick.
Yeah. Oh yeah, John Wick comes out. The next one comes out 2021.
Damn, it's that long ago.
May. Mm-hmm. So between, because I don't think, I think they're slowing down the Star Wars movies. So they say it's going to be more. We're going to take our time with it. And that's the thing now. This Disney Plus thing is kind of like, they don't have to rush with stuff.
Well, they said that the Marvel shows are going to be part of the DC or DC. That'd be fucked up. Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will go to their own series or. Excuse me, own movie.
Yeah, because they've talked about how they may have characters who show up on the TV shows could pop up in movies.
Yeah,
which makes sense because it's like everything's under the same boat. And I'm just imagining how these Marvel shows, like if Star Wars looks like this on Disney Plus, I'm just imagining how the Marvel show's gonna look. Mm-hmm. Like they are not, because it's kind of like they not messing around. Because
no.
The people that you can't mess around, because it's like, you know, Netflix is still Netflix and they just burn money like it has an expiration date. Amazon, it has ridiculous amount of money, and I can just imagine, like, I just heard a number like that Lord of the Rings show, how much money they spend, like, the number's insane. And Apple acts like they don't care about money. Like, they just, like, it's like the people who got money, they're spending money just to spend it. And everybody else is kind of like, we can't compete with that. Like, if you ain't like a top, if you're not one of them, don't even try to be them. Like, it's no point, because it's going to look like second rate.
Okay, so on the Apple TV thing, I don't have it. I'm not getting it. One, because why? Oh, wait, the Blind Barbarian stuff, okay.
I want to watch. I'm going to try to find the time to watch that this weekend, because the whole premise is just ridiculous. And I just want to see how it looks.
And then, okay, so at least that'll have some action, it looks like. All right. And then we have The Morning Show. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Reese, white, old white
what
people.
What the fuck is that? Like, remember they tried doing that show? What the hell was it called? It was about a late show. You know, Matthew Perry was in it.
Late night, sports night, something like that.
Well, sports night was on ABC. This was NBC. Mm-hmm. But yeah, basically, no one watched that. And it wasn't that good.
People did the Larry Sanders show. The Newsroom was a thing.
Larry Sanders was funny, at least.
Yeah, I mean, people are always trying, like, it's something like, you know, we just need to see people talk. And I'm like, look, they threw a whole bunch of money to bribe Steve Carell and Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston to sit around and suit some about, I will be heard and you will respect me. I'm like, I ain't spending time. I'm like, I watch Billions for stuff like that when I want to hear talk, and that shit's fun because they talk about fun stuff. I get to see John Malkovich play a gangster and smack people in the face for interrupting him. I ain't watching this boring. Like, when we talk about Dolomite, ain't no titties, ain't no kung fu,
yeah,
ain't no explosions. I ain't watching that shit.
Yeah. No, especially not monthly. I mean, yeah, what drama can come from? I mean, I guess we should say this.
But we gotta get MSNBC's on our tail. We gotta get ratings. How are we gonna handle that bitch Matt out?
Like, he wants me to dress sexier and blah, 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 blow his friends. It's like, no. Well, maybe I'd watch it then.
But not only that, Showtime just did that with Fox and what's his name? Russell Crowe playing Rupert Murdoch. And we about to get a movie about that with basically all the blonde actresses. Charlize Theron, Margot Robbie, and Nicole Kidman. About to do a movie about that, about Roger Ailes. So I'm like, we already have movies doing that. We've had TV shows who've done that better. And we got too much, like, Man in the High Castle just came out today for its last season. I just got an email about from Amazon. It's a zillion things out now.
Okay, she's watching that Handmaid's Tale. Have I bitched about this yet?
Yes, you have.
Okay, never mind then.
Like, it's...
Hey, you know what happened this episode? Someone cried. Everybody was sad. The end. That's it. Every episode.
Man, y'all, like, it's too much. It's too much drama. That's already said. It is way too much stuff now. And I remember when cable was out, people could play, oh, cable, we paying for all this stuff. We don't even watch. Wouldn't it be fun if you could just pay for what you want to see? Be careful what you wish for, because that's exactly what you got now. So instead of just having cable, you got 10 streaming things that all end up costing more than your cable bill.
Whoops. Hey,
yeah, so it's like, it's funny. We used to always bitch about this. I just want to watch ESPN. Why I got to pay for this crap? Why can't I just pay for what I want to pay for? It's like, you know what? We just got our stuff. Why don't you just watch our stuff? Like, that's cool. And then everybody's there. And now you got 9 different streaming services. Like, oh, you know, you want to watch The Office, you got to do this. You like Star Trek, you got to get this one. You want to see our Marvel shows, you got to get this. You like Lord of the Rings, you got to get this. Oh, but what about this? Well, we got this. And now you got that, and you got wrestling, and you got sports, and you out of time. That's what you don't have is time. I do not have. I'm on vacation, and I'm like, I have how many more days left? Seven. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And I'm trying to avoid TV rabbit holes with streaming stuff. Because the next thing I know, it'll be Thursday and I'll be back to work on Saturday. I'm going to be pissed because I try to catch up on some stuff. So
never works. Yeah,
it never, like, it's some stuff I've caught up on. But like, I think I was going to watch Gargoyles again. I've watched like, what, 20 episodes of that thing. It's like 20, it's 20 minutes. You watch one, you want to watch the next one? Sure, why not? Next thing you know, I'm like, I've been watching this damn thing for 3 hours. Like, I haven't seen this show before.
Well, see, like, I ran out of something. So I got on Netflix. And I think you might have told me about this a while ago, but I finally got to it. A movie called Polar?
Oh, yeah, with Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, did you watch that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you about that one.
Yeah, whatever. It wanted to be like three different movies.
It couldn't figure out if it wanted to be John Wick, Nikita, or something else.
Yeah, like the whole...
I killed your daughter's parents. I mean, I killed this girl's parents, and she finally remembered at the end of the movie.
And then she's like, "Wait a minute, who hired you?" The end. Like, wait, what? And then, but no, like it starts off with like the Suicide Squad, Smoking Aces graphics. Everyone's got a goofy name, and then all of a sudden there's just what was it was a drug addict girl. Who's just mm-hmm. laying around being strung out in the corner. Like, what
and
is
the whole,
this?
The whole plot of the movie is, I don't want to pay them their insurance at 401k.
Yeah. That's,
so yes. I'm going to kill them?
Yeah. Like, what?
Don't give Walmart no ideas. They just normally, because they're just, because what they've been doing is, because my wife works for Walmart, they've been laying people off that make too much. Yeah, it's insane. Like, they have so much money, I don't know what to do with it, but that never stops them from saving more money because, like, hey, I don't know, maybe I want to build a pyramid one day before I die. But
good idea.
I just want, because it's like, yeah, it's a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's like some stuff I never heard of and watch. It just pops up like, oh, it's a sequel to such and such. And, like, Antonio Banderas became a Netflix god one day.
Well, did you
know
that there's an Undercover Brother 2?
I tried watching that.
I could not.
I tried 10 minutes. I'm like, no.
Okay.
This is not it. Like, some stuff does not age. It's just like, oh, you know, Michael Jai White, he's cool, and then he's in a coma. It's like he's not even in a movie no more. I'm like, nah.
Oh.
Stop. Yeah. Okay. I hit the stop button with the quickness, cause he's playing Eddie Griffin's character.
Yeah.
Yo.
They couldn't look any different, any more different. Unless it's white, but
I'm like, yeah. Really? Like, the people going to watch this is people who might have saw the first one. Because he ain't just going to be on Netflix. Oh, Undercover Brother 2. That seems something I may want to watch without any context whatsoever. It's like, no. You're going to watch that if you watch the first one. And if you watch the first one, like, wait a second.
The first one has funny shit in it, too, though.
Yeah, I know they think we all look alike. But come on. I'm like, come on. No. So, yeah, I tried watching it because I saw somebody told me about it. I'm like, man, they make sequels to everything these days. And
well,
no.
I started watching a documentary on Clive Davis. And I could only take so much dick sucking for like so long that I'm like, okay, like, all right, whatever. And just went on to something else. I'm like, all right, he did a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna watch Ivan. This one's about Ivan the Terrible. I may watch that. Some we going to movies today. We seen Ford versus Ferrari.
See, she's going out of town tomorrow. I don't think she wants to see that. So, depending on what I do, I might go see that tomorrow.
And we're seeing Dr. Sleep tomorrow. So
I've got no interest in that, only because the commercials on TV make it look like a suspense and this, but then if you watch the online trailer, it's the exact opposite. So I'm like, I'll wait. And she's like, we'll wait till it's on TV. So.
I didn't even know it was supposed to be a sequel to The Shining.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen The Shining.
He's a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I saw. I've never seen The Shining.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I've never seen it.
It's long.
And I have heard that.
I still enjoy watching it, but it's not one that I will sit there and watch. Like, if it's like if we're doing the show now, I'll have it on. Or if we're doing something else. Just for the cool stuff.
Yeah. What I have realized is up until like the early 80s, it is hard for me to watch old movies that's long. I don't care. Like, The Godfather, I can watch. And, like, Rocky. Even, like, watching Rocky 1 is kind of, like, tough these days. Cause, like, that movie drags and the racism and Paulie being a damn monster. Took the turkey out the oven and threw it outside and basically Rocky bullying Adrian to sex. I'm like, I know it was a different time.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, them days. I'm like, it's hard watching. And then, like Taxi Driver, I can watch. Raging Bull, I've seen once.
I couldn't get through Raging Bull. I hated that movie. I know it's supposed to be good. Don't care.
I've seen it one time. Chinatown, that's fun because it moves quickly. French Connection, maybe I need to give it another try because I tried. I'm like, I mean, Gene Hackman smacking around, folks. Maybe I need to do that like on the weekend. But like a lot of those things, like it's just like the Amityville Horror. It's just boring. The original, I watched it. My wife likes these old movies. I try to watch like Exorcist. I'm like, all right. Like it's just the 70s movies were just too slow paced sometimes. And whenever I try to watch this, I'm like, this just seemed boring.
Have you tried Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Brutal. Brutal long. And spoiler alert, Satan wins.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I'm supposed to be scared. They're all like, "Hail Satan!" And I'm going, "Am I supposed to be scared of this?" And then my cousin, who's religious, he's like, "The devil wins in the end." And I'm like, "There ain't no fucking devil. What are you talking about? It's just stupid."
Don't like, tell him that.
It's like Darth Vader winning. So, like, this is dumb. I guess if it was the 70s, I'd be terrified.
But it's not that. It's like normally you want to have fun when you go to movies. You want to go to movies, the bad guy wins. We deal enough of that with the damn Patriots. Why would I pay money to see that?
Yeah.
I've learned that, like, they were slower paced back then. And it's funny, because I guess we can wrap up. The Mandalorian is slow paced, too, but stuff happens. Cause
that's exactly it.
They're taking their time, but it's like stuff is happening. They're just kind of like, they're not in a rush to get there. Because that's the beauty when you know the show's going to go as long as they want them to go. So it's like, we know what point we want to get there. We ain't got to rush to get there. Like, when you know, you're like, the show's like, I got a five-year plan, and I know it's 5 years, so I know exactly how much time it takes to get to that point and get there and be done. It's fine. It's the shows where you're not sure about, and it's like, you got to truncate the plan where it's a problem, where you got to rush through, and then it's like, okay, we rush through it. Now what? I think I won't last this long. And it's like, basically called the Arrow problem.
Yeah. I was going to say about the old 70s movies. There's a whole lot of shots in Rosemary's Baby of really slow establishing shots as it pans over, like, books on a shelf. Or here's some wallpaper that may or not move, or here's it. I'm going,
okay.
Just wake me up when this is fucking over.
Have you ever seen Gone with the Wind?
No. I don't care to see that movie.
I watched it one day.
How is it?
It's enjoyable. It is long. It's like, what, 4 hours, 5 hours? Like, they had intermission. Like, it come like 20.
What?
That thing is long.
No.
That's a long-ass movie. Let me look up and see exactly what it is. I don't quote it.
Fuck that.
That is something. Yeah, we were bored one day.
Well, see, that's the other thing is the older I get, I've always been this way, but the older I'm getting, that I see period pieces and Elise loves those. Like Jane Austen.
Yes, it is 238 minutes. So, yes.
Oh, my God.
Almost four hours.
That's nuts. But no, but the older I get, like seeing something like that, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I know that's how, I'm just using Gone with the Wind as this example, but I know that's how things used to be.
There was nothing else to do.
But I don't understand. Like, I don't understand that culture. I don't understand, like any of that stuff. Like, Downton Abbey, I've never seen that show. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I don't understand it. If someone was like, hey, you have to act this way, you have to do this, you have to do this. Women get in the corner, you can't say anything. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
I mean, it's funny where we can't do that, but we can watch Spartacus.
Well, I think with Spartacus, though, the chicks are badasses.
Yeah, but so, the ones that's not slaves, where it's like, you watching everybody there, like, it's 20 people there, and 18 of them just watching these other two people, like, y'all can't fight? And eventually they end up fighting, and you know, it's like kind of like, I think it's like, it depends on the time frame. Like certain time frame stuff you can do, and other time, like, you know, Downtown Abbey stuff to seem all snooty. Like I've watched some of the Star shows where it's like the Red Queen and White Queen, and some of them are fun because like you got a woman on a horse talking about, y'all talk about, y'all pray to God, we about to find out which guy's the right one after I kill you. Like that's fun. Yes. People scheming. But some of the stuff is like, oh, you must change the sheets before the Duke is here.
Yes. Like what?
Like, I don't care. It's like, it's Benson with no black people. Like, I don't want
to... no one's getting that reference. Maybe if they're older, but that's a good one.
And I have learned, and it might be whatever, it's like, you got to have some people of color for me to watch the show. If it's just a whole bunch of white people talking about stuff, it's like, no, I'm not watching your show. And I don't care how it sounds. Like, I've had enough of that. And it's too many shows that got people who look like me that's having fun. So your boring ass show better have somebody. Like, at least one, if it's just one. You know, like, I went through that with Game of Thrones, but we only had a few. And I ain't doing that no more. So... no, kiss my ass. I'm not watching your boring ass show where y'all talk about the crown, the queen, and protocol. The second cousin must not look at this way because she's a bastard. Like,
she's watched that, what's that Queen Elizabeth show that's on Netflix, The Crown? Mm-hmm. She's watching that, and like, I'm just looking at it, it's like, what is this bullshit? Like, this garbage is still going on, which just baffles my mind. But... no. Like, I don't mind, like, we have the Biltmore House. The Vanderbilts built their giant mansion up in Asheville. I like going there, because it's just cool. I mean, that's cool. But then, it's divided into the women's parlor, the men's smoking room. Here's our fifth living room where the men will do this, and the women are over here. And I'm going,
don't forget your soup spoon, Jeremy, before we have our supper. Like, no, because they have real life, and they try to make, and you know what it is? It's arrogance, because people assume British people are smarter because they have an accent, and it's like, it's more, they're sophisticated because they eat lunch at the same time, and it's like, what the hell ever, like, they were some damn monsters, like, these racist assholes still doing the same stuff. Oh, Meghan Markle's not good for the crown because she's darker than a piece of paper. It's such a shame. Like, I want to hear that. So no, kiss my ass, Downtown Abbey. I do not want to see that.
Downtown Abbey, by the way.
Which, what? Downtown Abbey.
I think Downtown Abbey sounds way cooler. So
is Downton?
Yeah, there's no W. It's Downton Abbey.
Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, I was corrected much harsher than I did. I corrected you because I was goofing. Like, you know, it's downtown, not downtown. I'm like, look, why isn't it?
James Bond movies are enough for me when it and Kingsman. If I want British culture, I watch those movies because they take the piss out of it. The rest of the time, they can fuck off. Yeah. Like, it does not interest me whatsoever. And it's too many shows for me to be forced to watch a show. Like, somebody I have to trust will have to recommend a show to me, and then I'll give it a chance.
Yeah,
if otherwise, like that, like, it's a zillion shows I can try.
Too many. Because we didn't even get the Titans, which we will next week.
Oh, British Bruce Wayne?
Oh, dude, whatever. So there's the teaser for next week, 'cause we got to get out of here. So thanks for listening, everyone. Audio updates, Stunk Granny on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. One of these days, I'm going to figure out YouTube. I'm going to have the damnedest time. I need to talk to Cam. Forgot about that. Anyways, it's Stunk Granny, all the social media stuff, and we'll talk at you next week.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and stop watching these snobby-ass British shows. We are out.